Greetings from Long Time No See, the podcast. Every week, we'll be inviting two blindfolded comedians to answer a series of questions about their careers, lives, and opinions. Now, let's remove those blindfolds and start the show.
Hi!
What would your opening line with your celebrity crush be?
Loved you in Harry Potter.
Worst date you've been on?
A man bit my neck mole off once.
You did what?
A man bit my neck mole off.
Oh my God, Jack almost fell off his chair.
Be sure to follow and subscribe to the podcast.
Alrighty, we are here. We're going to talk about Fest and why Fest has become so much ska. Ska Fest, shall we call it?
That sentence sounded like you were having a stroke. We're going to ask why Fest has so much more ska happening in it these days. And we, we have the CEO of Ska himself. Are you the CEO or is that still Jer's title?
Jer is the CEO, but Jer appointed me CFO.
Okay, since CFO.
I do so much accounting, I guess. I don't know.
Brent Friedman.
Yeah.
I really wanted to have you on
accounting. Yeah.
Because you were there with us in the trenches at this current Fest, and and we kept remarking on what a great response ska was getting, and
yes,
and also just that, like, what there were 20 21 bands, there were ska bands.
Yeah, I don't know the exact number. I actually, before I like tweeted that out, I actually like went through the lineup and tried to get a finite number, but then I was just like, I feel like I'm gonna offend somebody by like choosing a band who's like quote unquote not ska, and so like, you know, I was like, well, I don't know if Flatliners are going to do ska punk set. I don't know if, you know, some people consider Devin Kane's Solutions ska band, you know, Dollar Signs kind of have a ska song, blah, blah. And I was just like, you know what? There's over 20. I'm just going to generalize it. So I don't have a finite number, but yes, there was a lot.
Now, was your first year going to Fest, Brent?
Fest 10. So this was my 11th, right? Yeah.
Okay. And then at that Fest, were you just there attending or were you playing?
Yeah, that was my first time just attending. And I can't remember if there was anyone specifically I wanted to go see. It was just like a large array of bands that I wanted to go see. So, yeah, and I enjoyed it so much. I just kept coming back and then found myself playing it a couple years later. And yeah, this one was definitely like, honestly, like it might have been my favorite one for sure.
But just to be clear, have either of you seen this amount of ska bands at a single Fest before?
No.
That was billed. Okay. So yeah, this is the most ska Fest so far.
Yeah. I think even like last year or the year before, well, whatever, not 2020, whatever. But like, yeah, the last couple, I think we had started to see like, you know, five or so bands. And I was just like, God damn, there's so much ska this year. But then obviously this year, which is like, holy shit.
So a couple things we're going to talk about a little later. And I just want to tease it because this is a Patreon episode, but we're going to release a little bit of it for people to hear. But a couple things we're going to talk about a little later is how you were involved with getting Against All Authority back together. Mm-hmm. So don't say anything about it yet. And we are going to talk a little bit about Flatliners, so don't say anything about that either. Yeah.
Okay.
back to our conversation about mm-hmm. Fest. So how many ska bands would you say there were just last year?
You mean for Fest 19?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember the exact number, but like, I felt like last year was the first time that there was like a very like clear multiple ska showcases, if you will. Mm-hmm. I think that was like the first time, right? Because we had like mm-hmm. the Heartwood stuff on one of the days, what was it, Saturday of last year? And then there was like the Sunday one, which was just like a couple of bands doing second sets, whether it's covers or whatever, but then also a couple of the ska bands that hadn't played. So yeah, I believe there was, yeah, those like quote unquote two showcases. And that was like the first time. Yeah, there was a lot. And I don't know, this year there was like the Friday night ska showcase. There was the Saturday all day showcase. And then you had Suicide Machines Against Authority also on Saturday. And then you had Folly headlining the, you know, the hardcore show. And you also had like, was it Bumsy and the Mooches playing Sunday? And you also had, you know, I don't know. It was just like, yeah, it was all over the place. So, yeah.
Adam, was last year your first time at Fest?
Yeah, Fest 19 was my first year at Fest. I'd wanted to go for forever. They started having Fest the year I stopped touring in 2002. And I always just would watch online.
I see. All the and sets so, okay. And all the so chaos. You've been watching Fest from the sidelines. I've never been to Fest. We'll put that out there.
Adam kind of made up for lost time last year because Adam was partying hard as much as a straight edge person can party. Like you stayed up to like, I think I like one of the nights, like we went to Wawa and we ended the night quote unquote at like 2 or 3 in the morning. And then you went to go hang out with Capite until like 6 in the morning or something crazy like that.
Yeah,
right.
That's correct.
Yeah. So Adam, and that was like your first time meeting a lot of people in person that everyone kind of also just assumed you had met already in person.
Yeah, I mean, that's the really cool thing for me about Fest is that you can make up for lost time. Like all these people that I know just through the internet, I got to hang out with in person. And like the same thing kind of happened this year. A whole bunch of different people that just came out of the woodwork. And it's like you already all kind of like know each other and have a shorthand and you're all kind of from the same, you know, cut from the same cloth. It's really easy to just dive in, start doing stuff. And so it felt like the whole time you're just constantly shifting every 5 minutes to what's going on next, because you're running into a new person and you're like, oh, this is going on over here. Oh, wait, but what about this? Oh, so-and-so is over here. And so I was constantly just for 3 days, just running back and forth.
100%. Yeah. I mean, you know, hanging out with friends from essentially around the world is definitely like my favorite part of Fest for sure. And the fact that we get to like do that and then also see rad bands is just like, yeah. But like, yeah, fuck. I mean, you know, I had friends from the UK. I had friends from, you know, Brazil. Abracadabra was over here, and like friends from all over the country, and, you know, friends from, I don't know. But yeah, it's become kind of like the friend punk summit of the Definitely. Year for a lot of people. And yeah, so
So Brent, before, so not including this year and last year, do you have a favorite Fest memory?
Let's see.
So as I'm recording this, everyone is posting to Twitter, saying goodbye to Twitter, saying goodbye to Ska Twitter. And you know what's better than Ska Twitter? The In Defense of Ska Discord. So for $5 a month, you can hear the rest of this episode, and you can be part of our Discord. All your friends will be over there too. And you'll be able to hear all about all the fun times we had at Fest, and hopefully next year, we'll see you at Fest. Ska now, more than ever. Best days of our lives.